basically we're anxiously awaiting the water to go down at the river to be able to continue bridge work. They are attempting to revise their false work drawings such that they can still be able to put the deck on. Hopefully that'll work out, and if it does and the weather holds, the bridge pour will be somewhere around Thanksgiving. They are coming back next week to restart paving operations on the last bit of the block and a half or so that we have left there. Weather doesn't look very good for next week, but as soon as it cooperates, they'll be able to put that down. And basically some odds and ends on the rest of it from Broadway to 81 are going to be done. Concrete's going to be sealed. They're sealing on the west side, west end of the job, west of the railroad tracks. This week and probably tomorrow and the rest of next week, they'll be trying to do the east side.
Is it still the goal? Of course, you don't know what the weather is going to bring in the days and weeks ahead, Bryce, but is it still the goal to get everything done yet before winter?
Well, the goal as of right now is to get the bridge work completed and be able to carry traffic over the winter. That's the goal. We likely will have lots of small things left. If the weather continues to be like it is, we are likely not going to be complete with the job. There'll be a lot of sidewalk that's not done, sidewalk tie-ins, that kind of stuff is primarily what we'll be doing, and some cleanup work, landscaping, some of the minor work off the roadway. But as of right now, the intention is that as long as the weather cooperates, we will have traffic through town this winter. It'll be late, but with luck, it'll be sometime in December. You know, we'll be trying to open it, assuming we get the deck poured. So
you bet. I know you mentioned you hope to get that deck, bridge deck, poured around Thanksgiving. And this isn't being critical of you, because I know you can't control the weather, but boy, it's just been getting pushed back later and later. You have to feel like you're really kind of in a race against time here to get that done, aren't you?
Yeah, we've encountered some not predictable weather throughout the summer, which has delayed things. And then the fact that the river is so high now is what really is hampering them from being able to guarantee that the deck was going to be there. I'd like to say that we have a good chance, and we do, but you know, there's always that chance that the river levels do not go down and Mother Nature does not cooperate and give us a few days to be able to pour that deck. And obviously without the deck, that portion of the road can't be open through the winter. So
Without getting too technical, Bryce, how do river levels impact your ability or inability to get that bridge deck poured? What effect does that have?
Well, the problem right now is effectively we're building a continuous concrete bridge, which is only concrete. And essentially, in order to build that kind of bridge, you have to build a girder bridge underneath that bridge to support the bridge temporarily. And that's the part that we are having trouble with, the high water levels. Once that goes underwater, we don't have access to those supports, and we're not able to see what we're doing underwater. So it's basically we have to wait for the water to go down to safely put those members in so that it'll support the fresh concrete when we pour the deck. And then all of that gets stripped out of there after the deck is poured. But you know, in the meantime, we have to have essentially a support structure underneath the new deck to safely create the deck.
If you can't get that bridge deck poured before winter, do you open the rest of the highway up and just keep the detour route in place then, or what would be the plan?
We would open as much as we could, probably to Broadway, essentially. Because most of that is complete, and we just have some hand pours in the intersection effectively to be able to carry traffic there, which we can do most of that in cold weather conditions. But the remainder of that, where the bridge deck is, would have to be closed, and we would we would select a official detour for 212 if it came to that.
And there's really no way that I would assume that you can speed up lowering that river level, can you? You just have to wait for it to do what it's going to do?
Basically, yes. In the meetings that have been had, the reason why the river is so high is because the lakes are so high. And until those lakes become under full, that river is going to stay approximately the level it's been.
From a temperature standpoint, is there a certain temp that you have to be above to pour a concrete bridge deck or not? Or is temperature not a big concern?
Not a huge concern. It obviously adds issues with keeping the concrete warm enough. But, I mean, the concrete itself is warm enough at placement temperature. It's just that they have to work a little harder to keep it warm enough because it can't freeze for like 5 to 7 days type thing. So they basically, they house and heat the deck to be able to pour it. I mean, we've built bridges in the middle of the winter before, so that's not necessarily the problem. The problem is to be able to, the conditions warrant being able to put the deck in, you know, in time, so.
Sure. So your hope right now is to have the bridge deck poured by Thanksgiving.
Well.
Or around Thanksgiving.
Around Thanksgiving, I would say that, you know, depending on what the water level does and what the weather does, you know, in that Thanksgiving time frame, it might be in December, but if, you know, it varies. I mean, hopefully we'll have a few good days. It's always better to pour that deck when the sun's shining and it's as warm as we can be. You know, it's easier to do it that way. So that's the plan at this point, is to, you know, get to the point where we can be able to pour the deck through modification of the false work, and then pick a good day, the best day we can, around that Thanksgiving time frame, and go from there.
Bryson, your work and career with the DOT and overseeing road construction projects, have you seen one with the challenges that this one's had since you really got it started?
It's been a rough summer, but it's been a rough summer for everybody. I mean, farmers and construction alike. So anybody that works outdoors knows that this has not been a typical summer, and it's not been a typical fall. And when you add in the river level problems, it just compounds it. But it is what it is, and, you know, we'll do the best we can to get it open as soon as we can. So
sure. One last question, Bryce. On the construction on either side of the bridge, once all of the concrete is poured, you get everything sealed up and striped, would you open up both east and westbound lanes to traffic on either side of the bridge before the bridge is poured or not?
I believe we will. I mean, that's not really my decision. That's more of a prime contractor decision, but if it's ready to be opened, and we're obviously not going to have the bridge there, I believe we will. I don't know why we would leave it closed for any reason, especially once we get, even if we don't have all the sidewalk on, we could still open it and be down there. The biggest thing is we got to get Broadway intersection open so that everybody's up on concrete. And then, you know, the detour would continue at least into early winter the way it is. And if we truly don't get the deck on, I'm not sure that route is going to be the official detour route for 212. We may alter that, but we'll kind of see how that goes, and hopefully we don't get to that point. That's the plan is to get the deck poured this fall, and I think we can, as long as the weather cooperates and the river levels, you know, go back down to that, you know, that level that's underneath our false work. So